This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Bechtold Breakdown, Joe, for this Friday, July 18th, 2025. And the Bechtold Breakdown is brought to you by our good friend Jake at Southside Plumbing and Heating. Trust Southside Plumbing and Heating for all your needs. And, you know, on this show, you hear a lot about wiffle ball. You might make fun of me for wiffle ball. You might be somebody in Baldwin that likes wiffle ball.
It's the greatest sport ever invented.
I think it's pretty cool. And one thing that's really cool coming to Washington, Pennsylvania this weekend is the National Wiffle Ball Tournament, Joe. There's a national championship tournament that's played every year. They travel around the country, and every couple of years, it comes to the Pittsburgh area, and the tournament director, Jake Davey, is a friend of mine. He joins us now, and I play in a league that Davey and I are both in, the South Hills Wiffle League. I run the Baldwin League. Davey runs the Whiff His Life League. Everyone comes together for this big tournament in Washington.
All right, Davey, let's start with this. Do you use the classic yellow bat, the thin yellow bat with the old school balls with the slits in the side of them? Is that what we have here? Because that's the only kind of wiffle ball I accept.
Yep, thanks for having me on, Joe and Austin. It is the official wiffle ball and wiffle bat, the yellow stick and the one-sided holes, official wiffle ball equipment.
Limits, did you know I once did a story on the inventor of the wiffle ball bat and ball?
No, I did not.
It was in Connecticut, a man down on his luck, I don't know, the 40s, 50s, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And he mortgaged the house to finance this. He was watching his kids play in the yard, you know, just like, I don't know what they were hitting, a little rock with a stick or something. And said, we need to invent a ball that will curve. What if I put slits in the ball? Does that make it curve more? And he took the top of an old perfume bottle, two of them, and taped them together and poked holes in them. And there began the invention. I would put it up there, Davey, with the hula hoop, the frisbee, and I don't know what else, as the quintessential American toys, if you will, but game-related, sports-related, whatever, toys. I mean, those are the greatest toys ever invented. Would you agree with that?
I agree. It's got to be right up there. I mean, you see it in pretty much, what, every backyard, every kid, everyone I talk to about, you know, how I'm involved with wiffle ball, they say, oh, yeah, played as a kid. So it's part of that American family backyard.
I honestly believe it's the greatest American game in terms of, like, having a toy like that. That I've ever that's ever been. His name was David Mullaney. It was the summer of 1953. He was a desperate man, and he cashed in his life insurance policy, and he pretended to go to work each day to fool his family. His auto polish business had failed, Limits, and he filed for bankruptcy. But when he got home every night from his pretend work day, he would see his 12-year-old son in the yard playing a baseball-like game with friends. They used a broomstick and a perforated plastic golf ball, and it took off from there.
Wow.
You need to know your roots. And I talked to David Mullaney's son or grandson, I can't remember which, about the entire design and invention of this thing. This guy was 70 years old back in 2010, so hopefully he's still around at 84. his son, and he told me that's how it all came to be. Do you know how much you could buy a wiffle ball set for when it was invented in 54, Davey? Wrong. 49 cents.
Pretty cheap and affordable, Joe.
I would say so. Go ahead, Limits. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No worries at all. So, Davey, how many teams are in the tournament this year? It's at Nordstrom Park in Washington and Canonsburg. And how many people travel from different states to be a part of this?
Yeah, so we have we're the National Wiffle League Association. So we're an association of, you know, leagues throughout the country. They can bring an all-star team to this national tournament. We'll have 16 of the top leagues from across the country competing this weekend. They're from 7 different states, and they also have players from a couple other states. So we probably have upwards of 10 to 12 states represented.
Where are you playing, and can people come watch?
Yeah, it's all free admission. It is this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Games start at 8 a.m. both days. Runs pretty much all day Saturday, and then picks back up 8 a.m. Sunday. It's at Nordstrom Park in Canonsburg. It's all free admission up at the top of the hill. We'll have 4 fields going on all at once. We'll have over 50 games, and it'll all finish up with a championship Sunday, 6 o'clock. It'll be live on ESPN, or ESPN Plus. My bad.
Holy ostrich milk. Yeah. Limits, yeah. Do you have a team in here?
So, not this season. I do have one of my guys, Jake Monroe, who plays in Baltimore.
You were scared to play?
He's playing. So, partly because we're going to Vermont for a tournament.
Oh, what does that have to do with anything, Limits? You have an ESPN Plus wiffle ball tournament here. Your team should be in it,
well,
right, Davey?
As Davey knows, when we went to the...
I've been trying to get him.
He's been trying to get me to play because we played in it 2 years ago. And we beat a league called Major League Wiffle Ball 17-1. But other than that, we got absolutely shellacked.
Humble brag. Because do you have one more question for Davey?
Brag. Yeah. Why do you think that the sport of wiffle ball, Davey, is just as big as it is? Because a lot of people don't realize how many people play it and how many people are so dedicated to this.
Yeah, I think it's just something that everyone can go back to their roots on, and everyone played growing up. And it's a pretty fun sport to play. Like, as you grow up, there's different styles, as you mentioned, on different times in your show, that each league kind of has their own style to cater to their players. So you could play a slow pitch league and have fun with it, or you could get up and competitive to what we're doing this weekend, where we have guys throwing upwards of 90 to 100 miles
wow.
an hour from 45 feet.
Wow,
it's
that
insane.
Is incredible.
Like, when I said that we got crushed, it's because some guy from Philly came in against us, and he seemed like he was just insane the way that he was throwing the ball with an arm angle. From 45 feet away, that ball is coming at you at like 95 miles an hour.
That is incredible.
We're just not hitting that.
And I'll tell you this, Davey, just so you learn the roots of your own sport if you didn't know them. This guy, Mr. Mullaney, started selling wiffle ball bats and balls for 49 cents a piece out of a local diner in Manhattan. It's called wiffle ball for the way kids would taunt others for, quote, whiffing. And this story I wrote was in 2010, and the Sun said that the product is manufactured the exact same way, using the exact same materials as it was when it was invented 57 years ago. I hope you enjoyed this history lesson. I enjoyed having you on the air. Good luck with the tournament.
Thanks, Davey.
No, I appreciate it. Thanks.
What a man he is, huh, Limits?
Wonderful man. Yeah, I've known Davey for about 3-4 years, and he also works in the sports information department at Duquesne. A very well-rounded
Here's
man.
The last thing I would say about wiffle ball, and I've spent a tragic portion of my life playing it. It was always about how the ball and bat action felt so much like real baseball. It's amazing to me that this guy invented this. You have line shots, you have pop-ups, foul backs, dribblers, high choppers, five hoppers. It's all there.
Yeah.
It's all there. You can throw screwballs, curveballs, sinkers, risers, and in my case, Limits, the greatest knuckleball and wiffle ball history. It's one of the most amazing inventions in American history, and I really mean that.
It's a lot of fun. It's a good backyard game. I know a lot of people might say, wiffle ball, really, Limits, wiffle ball? Don't knock it until you try it. Our league is different because we use big barrel bats and we use holes on either side.
Everybody's tried it, Limits.
It's like our league is similar to baseball than it is to actual wiffle ball. Because we don't use the yellow bats, and that's why it's kind of a struggle and an adjustment for us when we go into these national tournaments. But it's a lot of fun, man. It's a lot of fun, and I'm glad that a lot of people can be a part of it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right. Next. Moving along. Seattle and Tampa Bay will both wear throwback uniforms in week five in their matchup. So you might be asking, Limits, why are you bringing this up? The Steelers, in just a matter of days, are anticipated to drop their alternate uniforms. Joe, what would you like to see the Steelers debut? Something new? The Bumblebees return?
The Bumblebees. Absolutely, the Bumblebees. I think Ben had that 6-touchdown game in Bumblebees, didn't he?
He did.
I love the Bumblebees. A lot of people hated them. Give me the Bumblebees.
I like the Bumblebees, too. They were...
I said I loved them.
They were unique. They were a little bit strange, but they were fun. And they were kind of outlandish. And that's something that you like with throwbacks, unless you have something like a classic uniform like the Buccaneers with the, going back to their original uniforms with
yes.
that bright orange that they have in Seattle with the bright blue. The Steelers have mainly kept their uniform the same. The Bumblebees are the only thing. But please bring back block numbers for good. I think we can all agree on that.
Next.
Quinshon Judkins, the running back for the Browns, he has gotten into some hot water. He has some off-the-field legal issues. He will not report to Browns camp with team rookies this week for the Browns. What do you make of Cleveland's outlook, Joe? Because we brought up the Browns a little bit earlier in Myles Garrett. They seem like a team where if you're talking quarterback, they're in the best position.
What?
To land one in the draft next year.
In the best, yeah. Yes, they are in the best position to land one, but, you know, time's a-wastin'. Start explaining, as the great Chaz Palla says on his answering machine. Trib photographer,
yes,
I might add.
I've met Chaz.
They stink. So, again, we're coming back to the Browns getting a quarterback. We've been talking about this since the year 2000, for God's sakes. I think they're hoping that one of these guys this year... Shedeur Sanders is off to a little bit of a rough start. Maybe it's Dylan Gabriel. It's certainly not going to be Pickett. It's obviously not going to be Deshaun Watson. And Joe Flacco is 96 years old. It's a somewhat talented team that'll probably find a way again to beat the Steelers once. But the Browns are a disaster.
You know how we did our quarter century teams? Would the Browns be the worst team of this quarter century in all professional sports?
I'd have to look harder at all the team's limits, and it might take a while to research that, but I know a baseball team in Pittsburgh who's up there or down there.
I would say that the Browns are worse.
Would you now?
I would.
No, you might be right. What if they won one playoff game?
One playoff game, yes.
I'd have to compare. That's a whole project.
The Pirates have won, and I get it, it's baseball, and there was a series, but they won the wild card game, and they also won one playoff game against the Cardinals.
I would not equate winning one playoff game in a series in baseball to winning an actual playoff game in football.
No, that's what I was saying. That's what I was trying to say. It's not the same thing. It's a little bit apples to oranges. I still think the Pirates have been, and again, we're kind of splitting hairs here between the Browns and the Pirates, unfortunately. But I think the Pirates have been the more successful organization.
Based on what?
based on that success, based on the 98 win season in 15, based on the run in 13, 14, 15.
They've each made the playoffs three times, right?
Yes.
The Browns did in 02, 2020, and 23. The Browns won a game, a wild card game. The Steelers won a wild card, or the Penguins,
What are you saying?
The Pirates won a wild. What are you saying? That's the question. You sound like it's an obvious choice here.
How many different quarterbacks have the Browns had since the turn of the century? What is it, like 28?
You don't want to get into comparing that type of thing to the Pirates, do you? How many different first basemen have the Pirates had?
Yeah, we're talking quarterback. That's a significant position. How many different managers and coaches? We should go over that. I think what puts the Browns over the top, though, Joe, is the 0-16 season and the run that they had.
You might be right about that.
What was it? 1-30, whatever it was?
I'll give you that. Here's the Pirates opening day first baseman since 2000. Kevin Young. Randall Simon. You remember the trouble there with beating the sausage limits?
No. What was the trouble?
The trouble was there was a sausage mascot in Milwaukee, and Simon beat it with a bat.
Oh.
And did he get put in jail? I don't remember. But that was his claim to fame. Somebody named Ward, Sean Casey, Adam LaRoche for three straight years. Clement, what was his first name?
Matt Clement?
Yeah. No, not Matt Clement's the pitcher.
I know.
Lyle Overpaid, Garrett Jones.
Lyle Overpaid.
Somebody, Gabby Sanchez.
Oh, Gabby Sanchez was an all-star in Miami, and then they traded him to the Pirates. Remember that? Gabby Sanchez, the all-star?
Yes. Ishikawa, Pedro Alvarez was their opening day starter. John Jaso. Josh Bell
base.
For 4 years. Yep. Colin, don't call me Ian Moran. Tsutsugo.
Yoshi Tsutsugo, yes.
Santana. Rowdy and Andy Rodriguez. Oh, I'll match that one for one with any Browns quarterbacks you got, my friend.
Who was the best Brown of that era? Remember the run Terrell Pryor
had? Of this era?
Yeah.
Miles
the
Garrett.
Last 25 years. Miles Garrett? Yeah, I guess that's fairly obvious. Joe Thomas?
Maybe Joe Thomas. No, it's not fairly obvious. You're right, Limits. And I give you all the credit in the world for that.
Thank you. What about that one season Terrell Pryor had?
He sucked. No, not Pryor. He was good.
Terrell Pryor was very good. You know where Terrell Pryor went?
I thought you were going to say Deshaun Watson.
You know where Terrell Pryor went?
Jeanette.
Ohio State. He was very good.
He was very good, and I wish, I'll tell you this, Terrell Pryor put together one of the most amazing NFL seasons ever. We were just talking about this with Donnie Football. Were we with Donnie? Was he the one? When he played tight end, he came in, he caught like 70 passes.
Remember when he had that run against the Steelers in Oakland? I don't think anybody will ever forget that.
Yeah, I want to be very clear that when I said that, I diddidn't say that about Pryor. I thought he was, didn't get enough of a chance maybe as a quarterback, but was very impressive. I thought you were going the Deshaun Watson route, and I jumped the gun.
Last one.
And I apologize to you and Terrell Pryor for that.
Last one. Mike Williams has announced his retirement from the NFL with the Chargers. Justin Herbert called it heartbreaking, tough news to hear.
Who?
Mike Williams, wide receiver.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you make of Mike Williams' brief career with the Steelers?
I mean, a couple of things stand out. One was the winning touchdown catch against the Commanders. That was a huge play. And the other one was them just keeping him on the sidelines, even after he would make a rare good play. There was one game, maybe it was Kansas City, maybe it was Baltimore, where literally he had a straitjacket on the sidelines. And by that time, he probably needed one after what Aaron Rodgers calling him out and then coming here and playing for this team. And also that it was a terrible acquisition in the end, either because he wasn't good anymore or they didn't use him, by Omar Khan, who has yet to fix that problem. By the way, thank you, Limits.
Thank you, Joe.
Did you have anything else to say? You were awfully silent by the end.
No, I was just reading it. I was just reading a text from a texter.
What does it say?
Well, there's a texter that texts in probably once a week that will text in all caps and say, his name is Austin, Joe. Call him Austin.
All right. So,
and I was laughing.
Check this out, Limits. The right fielders every day since 2000. You ready? Every day opening day right fielders for the Pirates. You ready for this list?
Gregory Polanco.
Brian Giles. Derek Bell. Craig Wilson. Reggie Sanders. Craig Wilson. Somebody named Lawton. Burnett. Jeremy Burnitz. Xavier Nady 2 years in a row.
He was good.
Brandon Moss. Garrett Jones, Jose Tabata, Jones, Travis Snyder, Polanco for 2 years, McCutcheon, Polanco, Cabrera.
Melky Cabrera,
Heredia.
Dilson Heredia? No.
Guillermo Heredia? I have no memory of this.
What season was that?
2020.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh,
that
my God.
That COVID year roster was one of the worst Pirate rosters of all time.
It was him and somebody named Dyson in center
Gerard
field.
Dyson, yes.
Polanco again, Cole Tucker, Smith and Jigba, Connor Joe, and Brian Reynolds. Oh, my God. Wow. Hold on a second here, Limits. What year did you say was horrifying? 2020?
Yeah. How many people from that lineup do you think I could name?
Their opening day lineup in 2020? I'll give you that opportunity right now. Who was the catcher? Wrong.
Jacob Stallings.
Yes. First base.
Yoshi?
Josh Bell.
Oh.
Second base.
Adam Frazier.
Yes, Adam Frazier. Third base.
Key Brian Hayes.
Colin Moran.
Key Brian Hayes wasn't at third?
Not in 2020 on opening day, but thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
Shortstop.
Heredia, the shortstop.
Kevin Newman.
Oh.
Left field.
Brian Reynolds.
Dyson, Heredia. Who was the opening day pitcher?
JT Brubaker.
Joe Musgrove. And who was the opening day DH?
Oh, Gregory Polanco.
Somebody named Osuna?
Oh, yeah. Jose Osuna. He played some first base, too.
Who is he? And who was he?
They had him for about 2 years. He had a couple of okay runs, but nothing to write home about.
My God, now that I look at it, he'd bat fourth in this year's lineup. He had 264 1 year with 10 home runs and a 766 OPS. Where is he?
He wasn't bad.
He's great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.